Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, check us out. Chuck D, Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DOC, the Diggy Diggy motherfucking God.
Yo, what's up? This is your boy, C-Man.
What up, yo? This is E-Shot.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
It's your boy, DJ Paul KOL from 36 Block.
Young Busy Ball.
Vice One.
This your man, Mastermind of Hell, Razor.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross, and you listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
It's the Murder Master Music Show. Hip-hop is dead, but we don't resurrect it. You follow what lame stream says, but here it gets rejected. If you wearing tight jeans, don't expect to get respected. I'm from a time where wearing black was always on your checklist. From a time where faggots get checked if they reckless. From a time where if you got too much shine, we snatch your necklace. This real shit here, Illuminati, fuck the industry. We represent the street and they respect our street ministries. Take no shorts and cut the middleman, literally. This hip-hop savior, our birth scenes like nativity. This a place where no one sells out for relevability. And the masses can get a chance to explore more creativity. You gotta be kidding me. If you call that hip-hop, niggas with hot shades and fluorescent flip-flop. We killin' Big Brother, cause we know he watched. You don't like what I'm doing, then you can suck mine. Oh, and you don't
Murder Master Music Show. It's the 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 Murder Master Music Show.
What's up, everybody? Episode 321, Murder Master Music Show. My brother, Max.
321.
Yeah,
you going on with it, Chris?
21 of these, man. You know, when I was writing for Murder Dog, it was easier because you just interview the artist. You know what I'm saying? Well, actually, it wasn't easier. I had to type up the fucking interviews. But you could interview the artist and the reader. They wouldn't hear the or see the interview for 2-3 months until the magazine dropped. Now you can hear it live. That's what's dope about this. Yeah, man, we got the Dirty OGs. I'm loving this concept because that's what we represent. We represent the legends, the pioneers, you know what I'm saying, good underground talent. It's good to see guys come together and do collaborative shit like this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We got the Dirty OGs. They got an album out right now. We're going to talk to them. We're going to bring them on the line. You know what I'm saying? I think we got, let me see here. I believe this is Trey D. How you doing, Trey D? All
right, what goes on? What's happening with it?
What's going
man,
on with it, Trey D?
In the build.
Man, I appreciate you. Appreciate you coming on the show. Dirty OGs, we're going to start bringing on some other guys here in a second, but I want to ask you this first. How did you get involved with the Dirty OG project?
This question is for me, Big Trainee.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, well, see, I'm actually a founder, a co-founder of the Dirty OGs, myself and Weasel Lope when I was sitting up doing my 12-year bid in the penitentiary, you know, 2003 to 2014, me and Weasel kept in close contact. Me and Weasel Lowe kept in close contact, and that was one of the ideas we kicked around towards like the last few years of my incarceration. And you know, we didn't have no roster, but you know, we knew what we wanted to put together. So you know, I mean, just in a matter of me touching down and you know us having a couple of conversations. You know, Gotti was on board. You know, Skid Row Gotti, which is Corrupt the Kingpin, DPGC, he was on board. And we started recording, and we was missing one element, which was the chill from CMW, a.k.a. Dirty Vern. He was on his way out of prison from doing a 4.5-year bid. He had just walked off. And, yeah, when he fell out, you know, he added the rest of the flavor and the rest of the music to the team, and it was just all go from there.
Yeah.
Classic California collective, you know what I'm saying?
We got the Chill right here. You know what I'm saying? We got Weasel Loke. How you guys doing?
Oh, man. What's going on with the stress, man? What's up with you?
Man, you, John, is heavy on the show. Like I was telling Trey D, it's good to see, you know what I'm saying, guys coming together. Like, I would love to see cats do this all across the board. I'm talking about the legends and pioneers, you know what I'm saying? What can we expect, you know what I'm saying, as far as from the Dirty OGs? Are you guys going to be hitting the road? Are you going to be going overseas? What do you guys got planned?
Yeah, I mean, we got a lot in works, you know what I'm saying? We're getting our merch game up, so, you know, be looking for that. You know, we're doing a couple of spot dates, you know what I'm saying, and preparing for a tour, but we're definitely coming to see the people out the country sooner, if not later, you know what I mean? And, you know, we just grinding, man. You know what I'm saying? We just grinding, just accepting this blessing of being together with my friends and working and just staying active, you know what I'm saying, and doing everything we can do for our culture.
Hell yeah, most definitely. You know what I'm saying? What we do over here is, you know what I'm saying, we tend to pay homage to the legends and pioneers, and you guys go way back, you know what I'm saying? Some of you, if I'm not mistaken, you can go back to the days of McCullough. What was it like on the West Coast way the fuck back then, you know what I'm saying, like, when NWA was just popping?
Man, I think I can speak on that coming from my first album came out in 1989. It's a Compton thing with me and MC8, Compton's Most Wanted. And yeah, we used to be up at McCola heavy. You know, my take on it is back then is we, you know, there wasn't that many rap groups from the West Coast. Yeah, Ice-T, King T, Potty T and Spade and them. And then, you know, of course, NWA. And, you know, when we came out, it was Above the Law and the DOC. You know, and everything else was, you know, kind of mainstream. It was the Tone Lokes and Young MCs and, you know, that nature, you know what I mean? But for the most part, you know what I'm saying, it was wide open. That's why it was a clear window to the West Coast, you know what I'm saying? So many people was intrigued with what's going on with the gang life and the street things we was doing because that it wasn't so much cluttering it up, you know what I mean? So we was the window to the West Coast. So versus now, you got a rapper on every block. You know what I'm saying? In a mile radius, it's probably 50 rappers. You know what I'm saying? So the game is definitely cluttered, and it's not enough eyesight on just one person for this, just seeing what's real and what's not. You know what I'm saying? So the Dirty OG stand for what's real and for what's authentic about the West Coast.
Yeah. Most definitely. You know what I'm saying? I know, Mac, you're feeling this too because you're a huge fan of West Coast hip hop, just like I am. Because me and Matt are both from the Midwest, you know what I'm saying? But we grew up off of, you know what I'm saying, CMW, you know, all you guys, really, to be honest.
Yeah, everybody that's on this line, man. I still bump y'all shit still to this day, too. That's the thing about it. So, like, when y'all coming out with new music, I be feeling like it's way more important because people need to know that y'all still rocking this shit. That's what I always tell Prez, man. This shit's so important because these cats don't even know the OGs still got it. You know what I'm saying? So we hear
I don't look at it all the fucking time. I don't look at it with the age bracket, you know what I'm saying, even though that's a factor these days, you know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying, we just B-boys, man, you know what I'm saying? We grew up on Run DMC. We grew up on Rakim and KRS-One, you know what I'm saying, because that's all we had back then, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, we took on, and, you know, maybe it took us this long, you know what I'm saying, for it to get mainstream or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But we definitely blessed with all the accomplishments, you know what I'm saying? Whatever.
Right, that's what's up, man. I'm glad y'all still out here rocking that shit, though. You know what I'm saying? Like I told Prez, we hearing good music all the time. You don't have to always necessarily go for what they putting in your face. If you dig, y'all still out here and y'all still rocking that shit. So y'all got plans on doing some tours and shit, too, you said?
Yeah, we definitely got that coming up, you know what I'm saying, doing some tours and, you know, getting out, shaking the hands and meeting the people and partying with the people and just having a good old West Coast gangster time. You know what I'm saying? In everybody town that we could possibly hit.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, I heard some of the music. You know what I'm saying? Your guys sent me some of the music. I was like, wow. You know what I'm saying? I want to go to a break real quick. I want to play this song, G-Code. This thing is, I mean, I got this motherfucker on repeat. Tell everybody about this song.
Hey,
that's right.
Tell them about that song, Weasel.
Hey, that G-Code, man, you know, that's just a blueprint on sticking to this gangster shit. You know, breathing on you with that communication on just, you know, the protocol. So, you know, that's something that we came up with. DJ Silk from Aftermath, he produced that. The homeboy Cocaine Blaze hook. You know, the dirty got dirty on the verses. So, y'all stick in. And let's get tuned into that G-Code.
Yeah,
yeah.
Shout out to Cocaine, too. Yeah. Shout out to homie Cocaine. We'll be right back right here with Dirty OGs. Don't go nowhere.
Dirty Coke. DGS for life.
Niggas get banged on, hoes ain't shit, and niggas get banged on. Fuck what you think, who you think you gankin'? Tell me what you saying, who you think you playing? I'm mobbed down the block, heat, cop get knocked, fitting game like I'm on Wall Street, unorthodox, stop, watch this. Time will stop like stopwatches when the ops is popping. I'm smoking this sun rock with this moon rock mix. Now bitches wanna be niggas and niggas act like a bitch. I swear. Cause when this nigga trip, I'ma hit him extra quick with the extra clip. Anywhere I hustle at, extra ketchup mustard packs. I'ma get my money fast. I'ma show you how I load you. I get a lock like Alcatraz. I've been there and back. I'ma crack your fucker back. I'm a motherfucking man.
Give a nigga head though and did what I said so. Pack pistols for me when I'm down by the border. When I was picking up the slacks, putting in orders. Other than that, I plead the fifth. It ain't confirmed or denied. Of the amount of motherfuckers that we done seen die. This nigga called me the other day, asking for some game. I told him, hell nah, cause nigga, we ain't the same. Cause your square's a pool table and twice as green. And if I laced up your chuck, you wouldn't know what I mean. So won't y'all lend me your ear? I wanna put my dick in the fuck into imagination. Pick your fucking brain and crack the combination. I'm a master. That's a master's at communication. A nigga that's seasoned like salt. A dinosaur bone and ran hard to find. We do low.
Mad Dog, Dirty Mac.
Steer Road God.
Here I am.
Dirty Red. Trade in.
What up, Dirty Cocaine?
You nigga chill.
West.
Dirty Vern. Dirty OGs.
Nigga roll the dice.
I'm a rolling motherfucker. I'm a rolling.
Man, what the fuck are you talking about, man? That shit is...
Yeah, that's that shit, man.
Mixed with nowadays, but with talent, you know what I'm saying? Because nowadays all you hear is these mumble rapping morons. I want to go back to that era. I want motherfuckers to make that music right there all the time. Let me bring these guys back on. Man, you know how refreshing that is, especially in this era, guys? I'm telling you, man, that...
Hell
that's
yeah.
Dirty. That's that shit surfing, man. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
That's dirty. Hey, you know what? You know what? That's why we had to put this Dirty OG's album together, because I used to see different fans and shit, like, requesting, why this motherfucking watered-down popcorn-ass rapper shit is taking over? We need the motherfucking niggas like Compton's Most Wanted. When the Eastsiders coming back out. When the Dog Pound is coming. Weasel Love, give a Cocaine and Sugar Free Young them and do another Pomona City Wild album. So I said, you know what? Like, we're going to give them a little bit of everything in one. And that's what we got now and next, come. Yeah. You know, we have to tell y'all what you're looking for.
I mean, yeah, this takes you back. You know what I'm saying? This takes you back. I mean, I'm thinking of Black Mafia Life, Music to Drive By. I'm thinking of that shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Because when we were kids. You know, so it's good to hear this now in 2016, and really, it's shitting on these lames. I'm telling you, man, it's some hard shit.
Good looking out. Good looking out.
You know, to me, it's just a different genre of music. You know what I'm saying? What we stand for is not what they stand for. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They pushing their line on whatever they doing. You know, we stand for this, and if we don't do it, it's just a big puzzle of music just lost. You know what I'm saying? That's like if Stevie Wonder and Marvin Gaye and Smokey Robinson stopped doing them. You know what I'm saying? Just that big piece of music is lost. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we grew up to this shit. We thug to this shit. We cry to this shit. We ride to this shit. You know what I'm saying? Growing up, if we don't do it, how these kids gonna get to do what we did when we grew up? You feel what I'm saying? So, you know, they could turn up, they could power up and do whatever they do. You know what I'm saying? That's a whole different genre of music to me. We on that gangster shit.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. And that's, you know,
and concept,
what's been missing.
And with concepts and with good backdrops and with whole full
positive messages.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, perspective from people that have been there and done that. You know, it's just not a bunch of guys saying, let's go to the studio and do as many drugs as we can.
Mm-hmm.
And just make the wildest music that we can, not criticizing or knocking that no shape, form, or fashion, because we used to all do that at one point. That was the lick. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, it was still something behind what we were sharing with the people. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It wasn't just us. You know, it wasn't just about how much money I got and how many cars I got and I'm fucking your bitch and, you know, I got 15 guns, but, you know, I ain't going to shoot one of them. You know, all this kind of shit. So, you know, it's just more authentic and devoted to the understanding of hip hop that we got coming up and respecting those before us. You know, the Ice Cube, the Ice T's. You know what I'm saying? The rock
music with that substance. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we stick to the concepts. We give it that substance that it's supposed to have. The production is there. Like Trey said, nigga, it's A1. And, you know, we spit the flame, bar for bar. You know, we ain't playing.
Authentic flame. It's all real. We talking about what we'd have been through and seen and lived.
Yeah. And that's the thing that was missing. You know, back in the day, like we were saying, you got a Spice One record, you got Doses of Reality, Welcome to the Ghetto. You know, you have those visuals and those audio that nowadays, like you were talking about, it's not there, man. Stacks on stacks on stacks. I'm popping mollies. I'm going to the club. I got money. All that shit. Who can relate to any of that shit? Especially kids going through hard times. Especially kids who ain't got no money or opportunity.
Bro.
All they got to look up to nowadays is someone like a Little Yachty or something like that. It's like, nah, man. We need cats like you guys out here making music. And I respect you guys for doing that to this day. Real talk.
Hell yeah.
That's all love, man. And just putting it back in perspective. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I was in the hood the other day. You know what I'm saying? The homies over there with laptops and guns. You know what I'm saying? Versus us, we in the hood with just guns. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, they definitely, you know, got a little edge on us. You know what I'm saying? You know, me and Aiden back in the days, and I'm sure Goldie and Trey D had to pull up in different hoods out all over the world and, you know, shake hands to get the record sold and all that. You know what I'm saying? These days, people just hit a person, just hit a button on their computer or on their phone, and
right.
It's magic. You know what I'm saying? So the struggle is heartfelt and it's real. And it, you know, it's pouring out of the music, and even in the beats. You know what I'm saying? It's just authentic with it. You know what I'm saying? It ain't all turn up with us. We don't party every day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. For those, and to just to make note for those who might not know, these was no mail in verses, and you know, send this over here. This is a studio created album. You know what
I mean?
This was us going in there. You know what I'm saying? Feeling what we were feeling, vibing off that track, and going in with, you know, going in from our mind state right then and there. You know what I'm saying? It was real old school creativity put to it as well. So I just wanted to make note of that.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that, Trey D, because a lot of the newer albums, they really don't feel like good conceptual albums. You know what I'm saying? Like, they just feel like you got a gang of songs and they just throw them on there and shit. So, like, to come up with good concepts and good, that's what make the good stories. And the kids need to know the stories, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like guys like y'all that's still making the music is perfect storytellers to really keep it real because, like you said, we ain't partying all the time. It ain't all about turning up. Sometimes we got to turn down a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Man, and listen and peep it out from the far. You know what I'm saying? You know?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I like, you know, I do beats, you know what I'm saying? I produce and I get it from listening to music in my cars and, you know, low riding and shit. What I want it to sound like when I turn the corner or when I drag the ass or when I throw it on three. I want the beat to do this. You know what I'm saying? I can't do that shit off with the hi-hats tripling up and doing all that. And, you know what I'm saying? That's for the club. I'm not in the club all the time. I'm on the streets.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And that ride music, that's what we missing that, man. You know what I'm saying? Ooh, but it's still here, though. It's still here. It's still here.
Yeah, we do it for the hood riders and the rip riders and low riders. That's who we do it for, y'all. So we got
but
more
don't
money.
Get it twisted, though. We turn up in the club, though. You know what I'm saying? We know how to do that. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know,
right.
But it's going to be a backyard boogie with us, though. You know what I'm saying? You
right.
Might as well break out the barbecue and the dominoes with niggas like us.
Mm-hmm.
It's a relief to see this. I remember a few years ago, Pooh Man got out of jail. And we had him on the show. First interview we did in about 13 years. And he told me, he's like, yeah, I did two songs with Aunt Banks. I'm thinking, holy shit. You know, see,
that's
what we fucking need, man. But the homie Brandon, he's telling me his partner from France is on the line. So we're going to bring in Lord Sinister all the way from France, man, with the Dirty OGs. What's up, Sin?
France in the house.
What's up, Scott? What's up, my J? What's up, Brandon?
What's up with it, Sam?
For a long time now, OGs was slept on by regular media. So with your group of Dirty OGs, all famous. How do you feel about the industry now?
Okay, he sends to me. Sin, you're breaking up, buddy. Okay, here's what he said, guys. He said,
you know, being the OGs in the game, you know what I'm saying, how do you feel about the industry today and how they pull away the G-Funk style nowadays, you know, pretty much putting it on the back burner for all that other stuff when the G-Funk is really, you know what I'm saying, to me, the dopest form of music.
Well, to answer that question, I don't really believe that they throw it on the back burner as much as the artists themselves try to conform to the new music and the new sound of what's going on in the effort to try to stay relevant with today instead of staying true to who they are as artists themselves. You know what I'm saying? So they try to get trendy and make the trendy sound and try to keep up with what's, you know, with what's going on in the clubs, like Chill just said. And we not, you know, and they leave the streets alone. They abandon the streets. And then, you know, it's a lot of their fault. They don't really stick to the script and make that same music that's in their heart. You know what I'm saying? But that's what we do.
Right. I was just going to ask how receptive is the younger artists to working with some of you guys? Like, how do they perceive y'all when y'all coming out with an album with some of these younger guys that's out here right now? Are they showing the love back to y'all? Are they paying homage?
I think we're getting super respect for the simple fact that we ain't trying to be like them. We being like us. You know what I'm saying? And they respect that by itself. You know what I'm saying? You know, a lot of it they don't know about, but they willing to learn. They want to know. You know what I'm saying? A lot of dudes don't spend time with them, you know what I'm saying, enough to give them that game. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
You know, we fuck with them pretty.
Pretty. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We got some youngsters participating on there with us. And you know what I'm saying? When we was creating the album, it was a bunch of youngsters in the studio at all times. You know, the little homies.
Times,
and, you know what I'm saying? Gotti, little troop. Gotti move about 50 deep. You know what I'm saying? Everybody 22 to 15. You know what I'm saying? You know, they always bring that youthful energy along with us. So, no, man, they love it, man. They support it. They ride with it. They bang it. You know what I'm saying? And as a matter of fact, they just put a post up, some cat from Wisconsin. He called himself a little OG. He said, I just got these out here. You know, this little OG, Rashad. And, you know, I'm going to bang this right here. You know, he way in Wisconsin. He had to go way to another part of Wisconsin to buy it. You know what I'm saying? And that's what he looked like. He was about, like, 18, 19 years old. So, you know, we got support.
Yeah, we definitely embrace them youngsters and them little OGs and baby OGs, baby YGs, all that. You know, and they did that. It's finally some true direction out here with this gangster shit. I think, you know, all of the youngsters, we come across being real, definitely embracing and just – at point, you know, they give us love and attention everywhere we go. Like the homie said, we got a Compton AV on the album. I know Trey D has done numerous things with OT Genesis and Glasses Malone and Problem. And, you know, so no, we definitely function with them youngsters. You know what I'm saying? Because what they got to say is important, too. It's just that we just ain't condoning these niggas sagging in dresses and shit.
And they got the voice to reinforce what we handed down. Like Weasel Loaf just said, ain't nobody really been handing it down to them because they trying to keep up with them. You know what I'm saying?
Sitting
back, like, you know, and they really look at us like big homies and uncles and all that. So they sit up and soak up game from us all day. So they really want to hear us kicking game. They don't want to hear us talking about doing what they doing, you know what I'm saying? Because that's what they doing. They want to know how we survive so long by doing what we do. You know what I mean? So it's all love, man. It's from top to bottom. Every age group, they killing these dirty OGs.
Oh yeah, most definitely. I tell you what, we got another one. Let's give them this one with Cocaine, Cali Classic. And why don't you guys tell us about this one?
So I'll give it to him, Wiz about.
Hey, say that one more time.
The Cali Classic.
They're going to bang that California Classic. Go on, give them the rundown.
Hey, man, tune in to this California Classic right now. That's tearing up the streets and the airwaves right now, so we want y'all to definitely support this California Classic. That's out on that Dirty OG's album right now. And it got a collab video and visual to it. So y'all stay tuned because we got more California Classics for you, man, featuring the homeboy Cocaine.
King of Jesus.
This is radio station 2K.G on your radio dial, and we are here live with the Dirty OGs. This record here is Cocaine featuring the Dirty OGs.
Right. There's no place like home, where the gangsters roam and roll no chrome. That California classic, we keep it hood just like a real nigga should.
Okay, Mr. Special. This a toast from the bookie. Gangster don't dance, little gang bang rookie. I get it from the truth in the booth like cookie. I'm so California on you, blowing on that ganja. And we sipping with them T-tops. All black, everything in my eye rock. I got that stupid, get high in the mink coat, baby, here, whoop this. So gangster, the homies gon' loop this.
Killer, killer, Cali, do it easy, we hopeless.
The chill got him on the steering wheel, skipping past the palm trees, 90 degrees and something classic. And me and Coca keep it lit, we ain't tripping off shit. They can suck my dick, cause this classic, coming straight from the left side, west side, best side, fired up.
There's no place like home, where the gangsters roam and roll no chrome. That California classic, we keep it hood just like a real nigga should. I wish you would. That California classic.
Somebody call a coroner. There was a murder last night on the corner. Point blank range, now cuz is a corner. That's how it is on the west side of Pomona. It's the rider named Weeze in the California breeze. On a mission checking props, cuz I gotta get cheese. With the Dirty OGs posted up at the hangout. Rag tray front and back is what they made me bring out. If gunshots rang out, we the ones that's doing it. Ain't no motherfucking way the street punks is ruining it. I'ma keep it gangster like these other niggas couldn't. And ride for the west when these other niggas wouldn't.
C-A, we stay doing it the G-way. Dipping in the tree sight, swerving while the beat play. Fresh new fitted, the Jews on glisten. Stashed by pistols, should a fool come tripping. Not bad bitches, clock fat chipper. Keep something sticky, twisted up in my swisher. The sweet life, street life, straight from the east side. Started from a G-ride, now I take G-flights. Born gangster, hustling and banging. State mandate that the buses get mangled. Busting new gators and fucking on paper. Building with real niggas ducking all hell.
There's no place like home, where the gangsters roam and roll no chrome. That California classic, we keep it hood just like a real nigga should. I wish you would. That California classic.
Dangerous. The house will make a nigga that's loud as a thunderstorm, quiet as church mouses. True to the motherfucking chin, get it in. Half of the party is rolled up before it ends.
Classic.
1980 Finn. 10 to get in. Domino motherfucker. She'll drop her draws. We'll drop his jaws. Ass whooping artwork like painted walls, nigga.
Nigga.
The firing works. Busting in the alley, checking ironworks. This is just the childhood of a hood nigga. All grown up, real, still good nigga. Now I got $20,000 suits. Looking at these niggas like, what it do? Maybe I should slap the shit out of you. You and your homeboy too. Where you from, nigga?
California. We finna put in work, check traps and make snaps. Nigga wanna know what that thieves ain't hitting for, Coca? Check it. Tell them the Dirty OGs got that duffel bag. And we G's move. Lee sent me knees on the he's on these angles, he's on these act, reside knees down. And I'm a lace touch with the quickness. It's nothing. California style.
Man, that's that shit
saying?
Right there, boy.
That's more
the California
that shit,
classic.
That's what I'm saying. You gotta go get this album. We're gonna bring back down the Dirty OGs.
They ain't on yet.
Man, classic. That's classic.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying right there. The whole album worth of that.
Yeah, we're gonna get this shit.
That's that front back music.
Mm-hmm. That's one of that's one of them riding songs right there. I could
have
been riding all around St. Louis. Yeah, I could have been riding all around St. Louis bumping that motherfucker right now, just riding around.
That's
it's 30 degrees out here tonight.
little nippy and shit, you know what I'm saying? But that's one
right.
of them. Kick that motherfucking heat on, it'd be ready to go. I'm glad y'all doing this, man. But while we speaking of California Classics, man, I want to say rest in peace to Big Syke from Thug Life, man. Did y'all ever work with
Big Syke Daddy in the cat?
What's y'all thoughts on Big Syke, man?
Man, me and the homie was talking about him this morning, man. Me and Chill was, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, damn, man. You know, that was somebody that I really, you know, that I knew when I'd been over his house, you know, when he stayed in Gardena, and, you know, back in the 90s, me and him hooked up, and, you know, being that, you know, he was on the seaside, just blue side, you know what I'm saying? It was like, you know, we wasn't really all, you know, heavy in the game like that. So, you know, those of us that was especially pushing with Death Row back then, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, him, Bogart, you know, we was real close. And, you know, I kind of like was sad that I didn't really get to spend enough time with him when I, you know, when I touched down, you know, because he was doing his thing and I was getting myself back together and putting it together and I didn't get a chance to talk to him and all that. So, you know, I just laid back yesterday, man, and just, you know, just chilled and smoked for him and just, you know, thought about some good memories I had of him. You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace, my nigga.
Indeed, man. So. Yeah, but I always give a shout out to Syke. We did an interview with him a while back, and he was a humble ass dude. You know what I'm saying? He was another one. You know what I'm saying? Like, we grew up listening to y'all music. See, like, we feel like y'all are OGs too. You know what I'm saying? Even though we a little older now, but we a little bit under y'all. Like, I remember being in school getting these CDs, actually we had tapes all the time. I couldn't even afford CDs for real. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't even on front. A lot of times we was dubbing tapes on the playback tape deck. You get your homeboy tape, we make a copy of this shit. You know what I'm saying? They circulating around the schools, and y'all got us through a lot of times because it felt like the music y'all was making was y'all was telling people about what we was going through. The things that we couldn't necessarily tell our folks that we was doing, we was able to express ourselves by listening to the music, and I'm glad y'all elevating and y'all continuing to make great music, man. This shit right here is great. Both of these songs we didn't play, they need to go get this album.
Oh, man, thank you. I really appreciate them.
Indeed.
Man, it's good to know that, man, because I'm serious, man. As artists, you know, we just sit up and enjoy making the music and giving it to the people and expressing ourselves, you know what I'm saying, through song, you know, which is a gift that Allah blessed us with, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, just doing that, we don't look from the other side of the listener's angle, you know, because we appreciate other artists' stuff, too. You know, we fans of a lot of artists in the game, too. Don't think, you know, just because we spit, you know, it's like, oh, I'm better than everybody, so I ain't feeling nobody else. No, we feel, you know, a lot of the G's in the game that have been in the game before us and that they came along with us. So, you know, but to hear it from the people that really listened to it and was a little bit younger and more affected by the messages of it is wonderful just to hear you say that to me. You know what I'm saying? So I appreciate you sharing that.
Right on, man. I was going to also ask y'all, like, is there anybody in the game right now with y'all being the Dirty OGs that y'all would want to work with that y'all haven't worked with? Whether they was a new guy or somebody that you always wanted to do something with, that you, even if it was on an individual level too. You know what I'm saying? Like, is there anybody out there that y'all haven't worked with, but you'd love to work with?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I was a producer. You know what I'm saying?
I pretty much touched
everything on the
next. Okay,
here
you
chill.
Okay, here
you
chill.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
I'm all good. Yeah, like I was saying, you know, as a producer, you know what I'm saying, I pretty much touched everything on the West and half the East and part of the South. You know what I'm saying? I would like to get more in tune with some of the youngsters, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, get off of today's world and bring them to my world, kind of infuse it, you know what I'm saying, but just dead bank, smack in the middle, somebody that I would pick, it would have to be somebody, gee, it's me, like a KRS-One or, you know, an MC Ren, you know what I'm saying, you know. I'm into pulling people out the cut, you know what I'm saying, and just keeping our dream alive, you know what I mean? So, you know, I can't really name nobody else.
What about you, Wiggle Low?
I mean,
he just took the villain from me, MC Ren. So you know, I'm going to have to ride with his counterpart, the Ice Cube in the 40. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, them is definitely dirties. It shots out to 40, you know what I mean? Because he definitely is a pioneer, and he's been doing some motherfucking, like some world record type shit with his consistency and his dirtiness, you know what I mean? And Ice Cube, you know what I mean? So that's as dirty as I love to get right there.
Yeah, and some of the people out of the country, it's a lot of dope people out the country as well, you know what I'm saying, that I would be interested in getting down with, you know what I'm saying, just to tap off into their world, you know what I'm saying, and bring them to my world. I think that would be a big gumbo, a nice gumbo right there.
Right.
Well, my guy, I think there's a couple of them I want to get on the track with. You took Cube since he took the villain from you, you're going to snatch Cube from me. You know, I definitely got to salute, you know, Mr. Brad Jordan, you know. You know, the face mob, you know, we still, you know, people still waiting to hear one from us, I'm sure. So, you know, them the two on my line right there, you know. And, anybody other than that, you know, shit, if I respect your hand in the game, you know, I mean, I didn't got down with Cool G Rap and, you know, Dub C and, you know, a whole lot of cats in the game that's well respected that spit that shit. So, you know, I got down with the best of them. So, you know, there's still a couple of them on the radar, but shit, we're going to keep making this dirty music, and they're going to get online with us because that's how we doing it.
Yeah, see what's going to happen is we're going to have somebody else on here, and we're going to ask them the same thing, and then they're going to say, they're going to name one of y'all, and we're going to hit y'all up. We're going to be like, hey, he said he want to do a song with y'all, man.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Because we come on the fan aspect of it, man. We go, you know what I'm saying? We're going to keep looking for that because the music that y'all making, man, is still prevalent. It's still a market out here for, even if you're on a marketing level, it's still a market out here for y'all music. Like, I can see y'all coming out. I could have seen that last song we just played. Y'all could have been performing that shit with a live band and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I see all of that shit. And
hey, man, we've been
rocking
it. We've been rocking it, and the response been crazy, man. You know what I'm saying? People know the words from watching it on the videos. And, you know, it's just a feel-good song. You know what I'm saying? So it's acceptable, you know what I'm saying, by women, by youngsters, by OGs. You know what I'm saying? It just feels good. It ain't a threat to it. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, that's basically what we stand for. It ain't no message with us. We is what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Not at all.
It's just us. You know what I'm saying? It's just us. You know what I'm saying? We just kicking it. We just busting it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, they definitely can't look for no message. But if it was a message, it'd be like, hey, 100% authentic West Coast gangster shit. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it ain't no message with the dirties. You know what I mean? We just rock it.
Just the definition of real. Definition of real.
That's it. The definition
of real.
Yeah.
I'm about to say, hell yeah, I can feel that shit.
Can I put in a request for y'all to bang that? Is y'all ready to go that deep into the album? That's a cold one right there.
Yeah. Definition of real.
Chris, you got that one? You got that one loaded up?
No. They sent me the last one they sent me was DOGs, man. I got DOGs. The last one.
Bang, too. That shit bang, too. That's going
to
rock the barbecue.
That's what I want you to do. Go put that in your car. When you leave, put that motherfucker in your car when you pulling off from the spot and let that get you home and see how you feel when you park.
that's one of them jams. He ain't going to park. He going to keep going past the house up.
Yeah, I'm probably going to hit a couple more blocks and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I like to do that anyway. You got to check the surroundings. You know what I'm saying? Make sure the whole neighborhood is good.
I'm loving this, man. Are you guys going to be, like, if you do future projects, are you going to have other people come in the group or get on different tracks with you? Because I can see this expanding in so many different directions.
Well, hey, man, 30OG is official.
No, the features, Chill. List the features. List the features who actually participated on the project with.
Yeah, well, we got Gangsta from the Conrads on there. You know what I'm saying? We got King T on there. We got my little sister-in-law, Yeah, she's from Watts. You know what I'm saying? She talking some real game on there. We got Compton AV talking some shit on there. know what I'm saying? And the production is crazy. You know what I'm saying? We got Grammy Award winning Joseph Lineberg. You know what I'm saying? We got the homeboy Rick Rock out the Bay. You know what I'm saying? As well as myself. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, we got, you know, we got just play on, you know what I'm saying? We got Dub C. Yeah, we got Dub C on the album. Yep, yep.
We got Young Roscoe.
Yep, Young Sco, are you on there? Yep. You know what I'm saying?
You know, yeah, it go, man. It go. It's just got all the flavors on there. That's what we do. When we vibing, like I said, it's a studio album. So when we vibing, everybody know we own. Everybody know, look, the Dirty OG's bashing. And then the word just spread like wildfire. Like, when you heard that shit or was you in there, man, I need to go get on something. I'm trying to pull through there. So, you know, everybody can't participate, but, you know, the cream of the crowd to step in. If they deserve a salute, we're going to open up the booth for them and let them get their flavor on.
Right. Yeah, yeah. We ain't emailing nobody shit. Yeah,
right.
We ain't emailing nobody
in
shit.
Session,
we in a lab
like,
with it.
Sometimes the person that don't get in the booth might be the inspiration for that song sometimes. Just like you said, the feeling y'all getting. Did y'all film any of it? Y'all ain't got no YouTube
out
there?
Oh, yeah, we got
it. You know what I'm saying? They can tap into our YouTube channel, The Dirty OGs. That's DirtyOGZ. You know what I'm saying? Tap off into our YouTube page as well as follow us, too, you know what I'm saying, on our Instagram. That's at The Dirty OGs.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah, we got a bunch of things on there. A lot of B-roll, a lot of stuff of us clowning in the studio, having fun, serious times of working, and, you know, our old videos, classics, as well as new videos, and, you know, on stage, ripping, you know what I'm saying, with each other, because, you know, we still individuals as well. Trady, get down, you know what I'm saying, we going to pop up at his show, even if we just on the side of the stage, post it, you know what I'm saying, you know, Corrupt, get down, me and Weasel going to get on that mic with him, you know what I'm saying, you know, I get down, me and Weasel, we going to clown, you know what I'm saying, so, you know, we ain't just a group, we friends, you know what I'm saying, we a gang, the Dirty OGs, you know what I'm saying, so, you know what I mean, we together, you know what I'm saying, so.
I'm glad you said you brought up Corrupt because I was going to ask you about Corrupt since he didn't make it tonight. Like, his contribution to the Dirty OGs, like, give us a little insight on Corrupt on the Dirty OGs since he ain't here.
Man,
well,
hey, what can I say?
That's my
can. Yeah, you can.
The little homie right there. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, he's also the third member of the Dirty OG. So, you know, his contribution was believing that we could actually do this and make it what it came to be. You know, he saw this,
mm-hmm.
you know, and we never shared this, I don't think, amongst ourselves. But, you know, from my perspective, he saw this clearer than the other three of us even did. Because, you know,
he
came in with his whole heart out and, you know, both feet and his pockets wide open. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, whatever we need to do to make this swing, we finna make this shit swing. It's dirties or nothing. Let's go.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, all the studio sessions he pulled up, you know, he runs around with, as he called him, the champ, Big Snoop Dogg. You know, that's his right hand, man. They still out there doing their thing. Shout out to him. You know what I'm saying? But, every time he landed on the soil, you know, once he got his family affairs in order and his business with the moon rocks and things, boom, we in the studio for 4 or 5 days, going in, making it happen. So, he was just as much, you know, the part of the heart and soul as any one of us is. So, you know, that's why he can miss things like this. I miss some of them sometimes. Another homie might be engaged or something. He might miss them, but it's dirty. We don't make sure it happens.
Yeah. Right.
Dirty.
Yeah. See, that's what's good because it's like people don't make family. You make friends, man. You know what I'm saying? Or they say if you didn't make the family, then you got the friends. No, we family. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, we family. I mean, we've been partners for over 20 years, and it ain't just rap with us. You know what I'm saying? Shit, Trady come to my house. We eat soul food tacos. Kick it, smoke weed, and ain't even got to turn on the music. You know what I'm saying? Same thing with Weasel. I go to Corrupt. You know what I'm saying? I go to Corrupt house and shit. We sit up, talk shit, laugh and joke for hours and shit, and they never once listen to their beat. You know what I'm saying? You know, we real partners. You know what I'm saying? You know, we got love for each other's families, each other's kids, and everything. You know what I mean? You know, so, you know, it's not just
what's
a phony group.
What's
like
the moon,
I'm
about to say, what's the moon rocks like, though? We ain't got
that
man.
That shit is motherfucking. Hey, we got the moon rocks.
We got moon rocks.
And we got the sun rocks, too, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, y'all got
some new
shit?
We call it the moon and the sun.
Yeah,
Trady got the sun rock. Yeah.
I'm switching what? Some of that moon rock and sun rock mist, that little piece of woo wop you left me the other morning, Trady. I'm mixing it with this piece of motherfucking moon rock.
Man, now you got
yeah, I'm going to cloud nine with this one.
Jesus.
Yeah, I'm going to cloud nine with this one.
Hey, we sitting over here. We sitting over here.
Make sure all that takes place. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hey,
put it this way. Hey, put it this way. Put it this way. We sitting over here at DJ, our DJ sales studio. You know what I'm saying? With JP. Finna go up on the sun and the moon. We going to be staring at each other for a minute. You know what I'm saying? With no music on. Guaranteed.
And what really is the spice on all this show is that, you know, we represent good music first and foremost, and then we represent the West Coast, you know, as really the foundations in our cities. You know, we all really stamped in our cities. You know what I'm saying? I'm from Long Beach, Chill from Compton, Weasel Low from Pomona, Corrupt from South Central. So, you know what I'm saying? We all, like, you know, we move around out here. Like, you know, when we mount up, it's like forces moving out here. You know what I'm saying? Because we bringing whole sections. We bringing counties. We moving the whole county. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
This shit is big, man. This shit is big. You know what I mean? So, you know, that's what really makes it special, though, because, you know, we all bring our own unique talent and perspective of what we do and how we do it to the table. And we've been doing it a while, and we know what the people on the other side want to hear. We don't know how it affects y'all, like I said, so that was good to hear. But we know it makes y'all twist some fingers up and, you know, get to hopping on them feet and, you know, leaning in that rider and, you know, blazing that thing up and, you know, tucking that thing and, you know what I'm saying, all that. So, you know, we got to get at to y'all because, you know, ain't nobody else giving that to y'all right now. So we got to get at to y'all.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
And I'm glad. Like I say, my son and them, they know y'all music. They might not know who y'all names is, but they be like, God damn, that's who he been listening
that's
to.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm glad to be able to say that some of the guys that I came up listening to, they still making music, man, because it's a market for the Rolling Stones and all these other groups, the Chili Peppers, they could tour. Everybody in hip hop is still like that too, man. A lot of people don't know that we still out here getting that shit.
Man, dope music is timeless. You know what I'm saying?
Man, that shit don't go nowhere.
Dope record don't never go nowhere. It's gonna be here forever. So, you know, this G shit we bring it to the table right now in the millennium, 2016 and beyond, it's gonna be here forever. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna put that blueprint down and let my nephew and them keep getting that shit banging. You know, and enjoy this good music, man. You know, so that's what Dougie's definitely going
to do. What else y'all had to bang back there? They had something else to bang.
We got the last track. We got DOGs. We're gonna play that. But before we do, everybody give your social media. If cats want to get at you guys for features or bring you over for shows, everybody go down the line. Just give them all your social media if you don't care.
Checking off, Weezy.
No doubt.
Hey, first of all, you can catch Dirty OG's information at the Dirty OG's page on Instagram, on Twitter, Facebook as well. You could inbox the information, and our administration will get back promptly, but you can catch me, Weasel Loke, Weasel Loco Hunter on Facebook, Big Weasel Loke on Instagram, Big Weasel Loke on Twitter.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like,
you know what
I'm
saying?
I'm following all you niggas right now.
That's W-A-Z-E-L, Loke.
Yeah, with the Z. Yeah.
Good looking out. Yeah, that's W-E-A-Z-E-L-L-O-C. That's me, Big Weasel Luck.
Yeah. So this the Chill, you know what I'm saying? And y'all know I spell it, you know what I'm saying, for 20-some years plus, T-H-A-C-H-I-L-L. And that's the Chill CMW on Instagram as well as Twitter. You know what I'm saying? My kids got me on the Snapchat doing, you know what I'm saying? You might catch me on there clowning, watching the Raider game or something. You know what I'm saying? My Facebook, you know what I'm saying? I'll be on it, but I really don't be tripping it, you know what I'm saying? But it's the same, you know what I'm saying? The Chill CMW, you know what I'm saying? But make sure, you know what I'm saying, y'all get on the at the 30 OGs, and that's T-H-E-D-I-I-R-T-Y-O-G-Z on Instagram and Twitter, as well as our YouTube channel. know what I'm saying? Holla at us. That's us talking to you, too.
Yeah, and I'm the general, Big Trady, you know, BIGTRAYD3EEs, not two. Yeah, and you can get me at Twitter, at Big Trady, and on Instagram, Big_Trady. You know, if you want to get that new music, that new third coming I dropped, my new solo album, the third coming, that you can hit up BigTradeMusic.com, you know, and put your order in for your CDs, or you can get it at any digital site right along with that Dirty OGs you got now and next, you know, and hit your Best Buys up, whatever, whatever, you know, and just support us, man. Ride with us, you know what I'm saying, because we're going to keep the G and authentic to the end. That's what we do.
Right. I just followed all you niggas on here, too. As y'all doing that, I'm typing all this shit out. I'm following all y'all. I'm sharing all this shit. Y'all got to check out the Dirty OGs, man.
Hey, Trey D, give them this bill on the JPay in the prison system.
Shit. The bill is, it's already up in there, so all they got to do is get that JPay, get their little chicks to, you know what I'm saying, slide them a little extra woo wop, you know what I'm saying, and don't go buy no X cough lotion, you know what I'm saying, don't get that Dirty OG, you know, up in that joint on your JPay, you know what I'm saying, put it on your tablet or whatever, you know what I'm saying, to keep it smack.
You know what I'm saying? Looking out for the homies that's incarcerated, we made sure that it's in there on the JPay. So, you know, look at your access and you and your supply, your walking horse, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, order that We Got Now and Next by the Dirty OGs. We got the radio version and the street album. So, you know what I'm saying? You know, if people don't like all that cussing and talking shit, get that radio album. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
we did it the OG
way.
Right.
The church edition. We got the church edition.
Yeah, we do. Diversity.
here it is, DOGs by the Dirty OGs. Make sure you go out and get that. Support that. You know what I'm saying? Thank you guys for calling in this show. We appreciate you. We love to have you guys on
the time.
Us, man.
As
a group
good looking
order,
out. Yeah, good
really.
Looking out, man, to the murder show, man. Good looking out, man. Y'all murder masters, man. Good looking out.
Yeah, we need to get each one of y'all on here individually, man, and do an individual interview, too, man, because all y'all legends in the game, too. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all love
them. Have y'all on and give y'all your own show, you know what I'm saying?
Push
yeah,
the line.
It's all love.
Indeed. Hey, it's all to the J, man. Sooner than later, make it happen. It's nothing.
Yeah, tell us when to go.
That's what's up. Dirty. DOG.
100.
And off the cool deck.
UGS for life.
Yeah. Stage on the mic. Now we putting it on whack.
Dirty, I think it's time to start speaking about
bitch niggas hate. Bitch niggas hate. Snitch niggas waiting. I'm dipping on dating.
Yep.
Bitch niggas hate. Bitch niggas hate.
Bitch niggas, bitch niggas.
Full-time mash mode, call me a asshole. Say it to my face, bitch nigga, get blast on. Out to get my cash on, my mash on. A dub in the game, why these others won't last long. Gimmick ass rappers, tripping, I'ma slap you. If I was a clan, I'd see the fucking grandmaster. The grand wizard, colder than a blizzard. Fuck a skinny bitch, beat a swole up a gizzard. From Crip Whistles, back to Nick Pickers. I fuck with cutthroats and them dope lick hitters. No switch hitters, thugs that puff swishes. 19 inches on the hang, buff nigga. Can't fuck with us, nav form of fashion. We dirty OGs and we swarming mashing. Shout out to the G's that are bang for life. And fuck all you niggas that just claim for hype.
I let the blue bandana hang on my rear view mirror. Checking all traps as my pockets get bigger. I stay medicated, drunk on liquor. Better get your bitch, I'm a dog ass nigga. Ain't nothing changed, nigga, still the same. And these gang bang rookies be fucking up the game. To you weird ass niggas wanna be G. Ain't nobody fucking with them dirty OGs.
I flag down the boulevard. Always in the mash mode. Make so much cabbage that it's hard to make the cash flow. Press a nigga quick like my G-Vibes or khakis. And get him for his money and the drugs in the bag. Niggas act like suckers. They getting licked like lollipops. Pull out the burner and the niggas getting mollywopped. It's so official like a ref with a whistle. Or a raver on the thistle. I'm the gangster with a pistol, nigga. And all it takes is one motherfucking whistle for the dirty OGs to come through with the missiles, nigga. Who talk the loudest shit? And who you bust is hating? And who they on them 13-inch tape? And who that nigga with a switcher full of end up? The same nigga with his pistol out the window. Any nigga with beef, we can
take it to the street. We out here on the grind for the bread and the
I
meat.
Got the blue bandana hang on my rear view mirror. Checking all traps as my pockets get bigger. I'm staying medicated, drunk on liquor. Better get your bitch, I'm a dog ass nigga. Ain't nothing changed, nigga, still the same. And these gangbang rookies be fucking up the game. To you weird ass niggas, wanna be G. Ain't nobody fucking with them dirty OG.
Fuck this nigga, man. Is that your bitch?
No. Your homeboys are just like hoes. Suckers. Acting like they hogs, but they busted in disguise. I can see it in their eyes. Nigga, I'm a mob on you niggas any place, any time. Why you wanna fuck around with the one? Get beat stupid, dummy, for acting dumb. Nigga, where you from?
Man, where this nigga from?
I don't really give a fuck about what you talking. I'm in a neighborhood rolling and see walking. Banging on you funnies is all I know. You know where I'm from, nigga. You know. I could lift you up and place you on the moon and launch all these rockets inside the harpoons. I'll blow your ass up like fuck a balloon.
I let the blue bandana hang on my rear view mirror. Checking all traps as my pockets get bigger. I'm staying medicated. Better get your bitch, I'm a dog ass nigga. Ain't nothing changed, nigga, still the same. And these gangbang rookies be fucking up the game. To you weird ass niggas, wanna be G. Ain't nobody fucking with them dirty OG.
How long will they move me? Yeah, it's for my nigga Kato.
Still on, nigga.
Leave that thug life.
Thug life.
Time.
How long will this
shit fucking go off?
Yeah, nigga.
Tupac and this motherfucker. All my homies drinking liquor. Tears in everybody's eyes. Niggas cried to mourn the homie's homicide. But I can't cry. Instead, I'm just a shoulder. Damn, why they take another soldier? I load my clip, I know my eyes blurry. Don't worry. I'll get them suckers back before you bury. Retaliate and pull a 187. The real niggas get to go to heaven. How long will they move it? Bury me a motherfucking G. Bitch, don't wanna die, bitch, don't fuck with me. It's kinda hard to be optimistic when your homie's lying dead on the pavement, twisted. Y'all don't hear me though. I'm trying hard to make amends, but I'm losing all my motherfucking friends. Damn, they should have shot me when I was born. Now I'm trapped in the motherfucking storm. How long will they move it? How long will they move
me? I wish you would have been another.
Fucking day, homie. You stay down when the other niggas didn't know me. From my heart to the trigger, you my fucking nigga. And things won't be the same without you, nigga. I remember kicking back, you wanted a lack. And going half on a motherfucking honey sack. Smoking blunt after blunt and steady drinking. Hung around so much, you knew what I was thinking. Tell me, Lord, why you take Big KO? So confused, not knowing which way to go. I'm going crazy and running out of fucking time. I can't take it, I'm losing my fucking mind. So day after day, ride after ride, we'll hook up on the other side. Watch over your family and your newborn till we meet again, homie. How long will they mourn me?
A nigga tired of feeling sad. I'm tired of putting it work. I'm tired of crying. Watch my homies bleed to earth. I know soon one day I'll be in the dirt. And my peoples will be mourning when they get a call from the corner. All niggas can say is that fucked up and get tossed up. Reminiscing how we grew up. Rest in love to my nigga Kato. See you in the crossroads real soon. But now let me pull out some proof. I'll be always thinking of you, homie. Rest in peace.
How long will they mourn me?
Fucking trip, and everybody gotta go. But why the fuck it had to be my nigga Kato? Another nigga fell victim to the chrome. It's enough to make you crazy. It's fucking with my dome. You only live once. Soon as up, a nigga had it bad. This is the day of my motherfucking birth. My niggas say they down and they always be my homie. But when a nigga gone, how long will you mourn me?
Just another one dead and gone. Just another one dead and gone. Just another one dead and gone. Just another one dead and gone.
A year from now, where will I be? Will I get blasted? Vision myself in the palm, my foot with roses in my casket. Family and friends at the funeral, wiping the tears away. Mother screaming, wake up, I'm just resting to another day. She falls away, my kids are so confused, cause their daddy's gone. Left alone, sticking it so hard to say goodbye at the funeral home. What's going on? Fall lights in a rainy day to the cemetery. Family be holding composers to come for mom, receives a baby berry. Oh, she's scared, but I'm asking, Lord, is it meant for me to die this way? Will I live in your words to see it brighter day? Bitch, blood to the head, from every red, when nobody bed with a ride away. Is it time to pay? Bitch, lies get cut down. Mama told me in the past, I've learned in class, didn't know then, but I know
thank you.
talking shit eventually I finally did. Grew up to be that motherfucker riding deep on roads, unlike the rest who use the window. I kick in doors, so for your life it might be best to lay your bitch ass down. That's how we living in the jungle and underground. See, it's all about the money, ain't a damn thing funny, cause without it, how in the fuck is this a land of milk and honey? Remember every struggle that I went through black, when I tried to flip the script and live my life through rap. But yo, the baller with the paper automatically wins, so I was still taking niggas trying to stack my ends. They went one after the other, check it in, young man. Ain't no ending to the con that he dread done ran. I gotta have it, can't imagine living life without. So if you know me, then you know what I'm about. Stacking paper down. Life, born to drop signs sharp as any night. Blessed with the gifts to manifest the best in my soul. Simple knowledge of self is what makes me whole. See, I'm trapped in the company of wolves with infinite pull, but I control the rage of 100 fools, meaning I can't be stopped. My dreams have already taken flight, for I possess the fire to spread light. See, people feed the dream, it's green, and your throat slit. Fools be getting Colombian neckties for whole shit. That's the power of the almighty dollar. But I invest to make myself more. Don't have to get hardcore, cause welfare don't mean nothing to me. I don't give a damn about Uncle Sam's help. I'm taking care of self. I'm furious, made a son. Yet I'm more than what meets the eyes. Look and behold, a genie in the sky.
Like jacking the whole world right now.
That's right.
Who's got plex? Acting like they don't know me. But baby, that's all good. Just tell me off the paper you owe me. The game is dirty, full of crooked niggas and bitches. But I'm the genie of my life, and I grab my own wishes. Put 36 in the street, cause I'm all gotta eat. Trying to run a race in my own world and stay on my feet. My people's in deep, don't sleep and keep ammunition cocked. Making moves in the mix from a paper route. Paper chase to the last and very end. Corners I've been checking my traps, collecting dividends. Sipping straight in while I grind through the week. Then parlay in the Caribbean with a big buck free. For about the week or two till all my paper come through. Back to me with a big profit. Look the 3-2.
Man, that was a must. You know, say rest in peace to Lord 3-2. You know what I'm saying? The convicts, rest in peace to Johnny P. And rest in peace most recently to Big Sight. Man, Mac, what the hell's going on?
Hi. Man, 2016 been a motherfucker, Fred.
Two Rap-A-Lot legends and then Big Sight. Big Sight was on Rap-A-Lot too. Yeah, he was. Yeah, he released
the
album.
Sure was.
Three Rap-A-Lot artists died this week within in the last 2 weeks. That's crazy, man. And it is crazy, and a lot of people going, man, it's a crazy year. Let's hope 2017 is better for everybody. As far as this show goes, we ain't done yet, man. We still got plenty of shows to kick out the year. We got the Super Smash Brothers coming out real soon. You know, say shout out to them. We got, matter of fact, tomorrow we got Poppy coming back for a third show. We're gonna keep exposing these pedophiles in hip hop. And those that support him. You know what I'm saying? He was actually on the Tribe Called Quest album, Midnight Marauders, on the back of the cover. I didn't even know that.
Right.
He was the third guy.
I would have never known that either if he hadn't posted it.
Well, he posted a thing today about Q-Tip's got an album called The Last Zulu. And Poppy finds it disrespectful that, you know what I'm saying, considering what's been going on with the Zulu Nation and with Afrika Bambaataa. And I don't blame him. We're going to get his thoughts on that tomorrow. We're going to keep exposing these motherfuckers, man. We're going to find out why the hell hip-hop was used as a medium to entice and lure voice, so to speak. Right. You know, and I'm not saying, I'm not throwing out anything, saying anybody's guilty of this or that. We weren't there, you know what I'm saying? But at the same token, I'm backing Poppy 100% because I'll tell you why. Number one, Bambaataa, he's not defending himself. You know, he's doing like this pre-recorded interview. It looked like a setup interview on Fox, and that's it. Like I said millions of times on the show, if I was innocent of crimes like that, go at my accusers every chance I got. You know what I'm saying?
Hell
I would
yeah,
be wherever the hell
yeah.
Poppy was, wherever the hell Ron was, or anybody else, I would be wherever.
Right, you couldn't just defame me. Yeah.
Yeah. Demanding that they accuse me to my face. You know what I'm saying? But this dude's not doing that. And then you got people in hip-hop, and the higher-up in hip-hop, some of them have came out and defended him publicly, like KRS-One, which I lost a lot of respect for that dude, almost all respect for him. But then you have a lot of other people in hip-hop that ain't even saying nothing about it at all. The media
no, they're just
fucking
trying to
talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. It's crazy. It's crazy. But, you know, we're going to speak about that tomorrow. But, of course, Saturday night, UNVL. What do you and Vell got planned? You got anything going on?
Man, just the same old usual.
Right?
Just, hell yeah. But, Prez, what I think I'm going to do is, I don't know what the calendar look like. I need to look at this shit right now as we speaking. But I want to do the Shit Bomb Awards again, man. You know what I'm saying? But this time, I want to actually have people send their nominations in, and hopefully they can call in and tell us why. And I'll even print up some fucking Shit Bomb certificates and put them in frames for them, probably, and send them out.
Give
you know what I'm saying? So like,
the Shit Bombs of the Year.
Yeah,
crazy.
Like, we're going to get some real awards. We're going to give you a certificate. You can nominate Shit Bomb of the Year.
I got a few motherfuckers we can send some to. We printed a whole bunch of them. yeah, that's a great. I'm glad you're doing that, man. I like that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to do something like that, but I've been kind of out of the loop. But everything's starting to slow down a little bit for me now, because you know it's the winter time. It's getting dark all earlier, so I'm finna grind real hard this winter with Underground Saturday Nights. I really want to get people to call in and interact with the show, but if not, I'm just gonna start calling motherfuckers. I forgot we can call. We can actually call.
Thing.
Yeah,
what you want
I'm just going to start calling people.
Yeah, I'm even throwing the number out back on this show, too. And even, you know what I'm saying, we're opening up the doors for those, you know, people that we haven't had on before. A lot of people are saying we was juggalo hating and this, and that. Man, I don't give a fuck about that shit no more, man. You know, I'm almost 40 years old. I don't care if you're down with the juggalos or not or whatever the fuck. We've shown love to
all you.
Gotta
be doing is
crunchy.
Right, all you got to be doing is really coming with some real shit. And not
on
that dumb shit, man. The motherfuckers are fucking with you.
Shit. And shout out to the homie Brandon, man. He's really been helping us out a lot, man. And like you said too, Core, man. We love the interactions we've been getting on Core lately. A lot of people calling in, supporting. Last week we had just about everybody you can think of, you know, say from all walks
right.
of life. Just talking about
like,
real
I wanna,
shit.
What I be wanting people to know is, like, yeah, me and you like doing these shows. I'm pretty sure Elaine like coming on. I'm pretty sure Velvet like coming on. Skinny like coming on. Brandon like coming on. Everybody like coming on. But, like, these shows only work if the people that's listening to them interacting with them. So, like, we know you can't catch a lot of them. But if you can't catch them, go to the YouTube page. Start subscribing to it. Let people know. Like, reshare it. When you want to hear something, you might have missed a live show, but you can still hear that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't have to think, oh, I missed the show. No, you never miss the show. You might miss it when it's live, but you can still get in. And a lot of times, if we live, if you hitting up the live link and you can't hear it, and your internet connection ain't working right, or maybe the Blog Talk server ain't acting right, you can still dial that number, and you can listen to that show. So if you dial 714-409-0548, you can hear these shows in their entirety. We do not have to bring you on the air, but you can hear them. And you know what I'm saying? You can still partake in listening to the show. So if you're at work, you can hop on your phone. You can throw your motherfucking earphones in, and you can call in. You know what I'm saying? And you can just say, hey, I'm just here to listen. You know what I'm saying? continue to listen. You know what I'm saying? If you miss it today,
well,
download
a
it tomorrow.
Weirdo like that last guy just called. Just Brandon was like, "Are you there? Hello?" And the guy's like, "Yeah," and then he just hung up. Motherfucker. It's like,
yeah. Sometimes they get scared. They think they live on air. They might be all nervous. No, you ain't necessarily live on air. You know what I'm saying? But we got to check the calls. We got to see who's calling in.
Yeah, we
got to
screen these calls, man. We got to screen these calls.
Yeah, so call in.
It's all good, man. I love doing this show. We're going to be tomorrow night, episode 322, Underground Saturday night, this Saturday. So I'm going to be looking forward to checking that out with you. See what you and Vel do. It's always fun to hear.
Yeah,
that.
And get ready for the Chip Mom Awards. Cause I wanted to do it for like New Year's, but New Year's fall on a Sunday. So that means we'd have to do it the Saturday, you know, New Year's Eve. I don't even know how that's going to go down just yet. I don't know what Velvet got planned for New Year's Eve. Maybe she
Friday.
Won't. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I don't know how it's really going to go down. But I will start posting on the Underground Saturday page and on my page and everywhere else. I'm pretty sure everybody else going to share. But I want to do the Shit Bum Awards. Call in and nominate the Shit Bum. If you don't know what a Shit Bum is, it's exactly what I say. A Shit Bum motherfucker. Just somebody that ain't about shit and they a bum. You know what I'm saying? For whatever reason. You call us and tell us the reason, and we'll let you come on, and we'll let you read your nomination out. And at the end of the night, we'll pick out certain random winners, and we will send you a Shit Bum promo pack.
Yeah, you will get your own certificate. That's a great idea, man. That's taking a step further and interacting. Like when y'all did it on the other show, you know what I'm saying, there was nothing like that. So you're taking it a step further.
Yeah.
And,
we can do it like this. We can do them. Prayers assigned, so you can get a Shit Bum. The nominations that Prayers read off, them certificates will be signed by Prayers. The ones that Velvet read off, she autograph them, and the ones that I read off, I autograph them. So you, not only is you getting that, you getting all stupid scribbles on the Shit Bum certificate as well.
But if you're on the line, you hear this.
He can suck dick.
That means we don't like your music, and you're too gay.
Yeah.
We're gonna have a horse great. Trainer back on too. He's gonna be bringing Red Team pretty soon. The homie Monte Cristo. You know what I'm saying? The horse trainer.
Yes, sir.
For those of you who don't know, you know what I'm saying, what the horse trainer is all about. Tell him, Brandon, what's up with the horse trainer?
Man, that's my bro, man. I love Monte Cristo, man. I don't know. Check him out, man. You know what I mean? Like Monty, man. If you Google Monty, it's the best search in the world, man. You look him up on YouTube. Search for Monte Cristo, the horse trainer, man. You'll like what you find, man.
Yeah, that dude is definitely down to China Man Records. You know, Red Team out of Detroit.
They're doing it.
Yeah, hell yeah. Oh, also, no, go ahead, brother.
I was just saying, he sent me a bunch of stuff to find some of his music, man, and from everybody in the Red Team, man, and I was stuck on that shit all week, man. It's some good shit, man. All them dudes are good, man. They're all lyrical. It's
solid.
Good Midwestern hip-hop, man. It's
and
good
going
as hell,
in
man.
On
I'm
swaggers, too.
Hell yeah, I'm glad Fresh Kid
Ice. On these lames.
Yeah, salute the Fresh Kid Ice, man. After all these years, his heart is still 100% in it, and he's still out there and not settling for nothing. You know, like he actually goes out and puts on.
The song is called "Dick in Your Mouth," and I heard a
preview
of it. Within the first few, the first three words was "Make me come." So he hasn't lost his touch. Shout out to Fresh Kid Ice, the nastiest motherfucker in the rap game since day one. You know, his first hit was "Throw the Dick." You know what I'm saying? So I mean, that was thick, like you said. Then all these years later, and his next song is "Dick in Your Mouth," or his latest song. But hell yeah, man! Shout out to Fresh Kid Ice. Shout out to like I said, Super Smash Brothers. But we're gonna have Detroit Unplugged on here real soon. It's a radio show up in Detroit. And then they're also going to have me and Mac on there on January 4th. You made that happen, Brandon. I appreciate that. It's good to network with cats.
I like it. You guys are going to like that show, man, because I had a conversation with the dude, and he's into a lot of same shit that you guys do, man. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of similarities there. Like, of course, we're all over the place here, you know what I mean? And a lot of his stuff is mainly Detroit. He's gone outside of Michigan a few times, but he's big on real hip hop, man. Like, and that's what I liked about it is, you know, like supporting each other. You know what I mean? Like, I thought that was cool because he don't put no, you know, he tries to put out the real shit. You know what I mean? So I respect him for that. And
hell yeah, and that's what we're about. We support the underground for real. I mean, that's what we do. And you know, just like First Fam, before I brought this back, they were having me on their show. You know what I'm saying? And shout out to First Fam out of Trenton, New Jersey. Those are our affiliates. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Detroit Unplugged. You know, we ain't got no problem networking with real motherfuckers. Like Max said earlier, as long as they have some real shit, and we appreciate that.
Yeah, as long as they have some real shit, man, we appreciate that shit. I know I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When he wanted you on, I said, all right, man, well, like, I wanted Mac J on it, too. You know what I mean? Because
of course.
I mean, the Murder Mask show is both of y'all. You know what I'm saying?
It ain't
a
Murder
Mask
music show without both the hosts. Jesus.
Yeah, so I was like, man, it's a cool Mac J comes through. He's like, yeah, you can come on, too. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm probably going to call in just to show you guys
love.
You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be a guest or nothing. You know
hey,
what
we're
I mean?
All family
like,
over here, man. UGS, that's one thing.
I know
a lot of cats.
I don't like to front like. Yeah, I don't want to get the same that you and Mac J get. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm far from what you got.
No, of course you won't, man. Go get me a pair and shut the fuck up. Go get me shine box. Shiny fucking shoes, kid. Come on.
No,
come on, man. You know it's all love around here, brother, man. It's all good. You know what I'm saying? You're definitely part of the family.
Get your fucking shine box, you fuck you.
As a matter of fact, I shouldn't be telling you to go get your shine box, man, because that's not appropriate.
We got that for somebody else, though.
Only one person
you know what I'm saying?
Go get your shine box. That's Mr. Joe Pesci.
Now go home and get your fucking shine box.
Actually, that ain't Joe Pesci. That's Billy Batts, who,
you know what I'm saying?
Movie Goodfellas. But nah, man.
Had to take care of him.
We, man, you're more than welcome to join us on that interview, man. You was already on there anyway, so it'd be kind of cool to have you on there. But we thank everybody that supports us, of course. You know what I'm saying? And I'll tell you what, man, tell your people.
Oh, yeah, shout out to Velvet, too. I gotta get on her show, too, that other show they got. Praise, you was on there already?
Velvet, okay. For those of you who don't know who Velvet Rose is, Velvet Rose is an ex-adult star. She's actually a huge ex-adult star. She was nominated for awards and everything. Well, she, you know, she does a show with Mac every Saturday night. She used to do another show here at UGS Radio as well, KFYB back in the day with Mac J and another host. But she also does another show with this cat Warren from overseas. I think he's from Australia, if I'm not mistaken. It's a movie show where they each pick their own movie of the week, and then their guests, they give the guests the movie to watch. So I had to watch a movie. The one I picked was One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, man, because that's a classic. I forget the movies I had to watch, but we spoke about them, and it was just a great show. Good dialogue. It was fun. You know what I'm saying?
It's all about
you're going to have a good time
movies.
Of that show, Mac. You're going to
like
that show.
I'm going to pick. I'm probably going to pick something like the cult movie I want to pick is like The Gods Must Be Crazy or some shit like that. You know, you remember that?
Yeah,
remember those movies?
Hey, we got to learn how to speak and clicking noises. You know what I'm saying? That's going to be the code language around here.
So those movies are fucking hilarious, man.
Yeah, that movie is. Well, because, see, the Bible, I mean, it represents, think about it. Look at the metaphor. If we would have paid attention to that movie, look how the world is now.
Exactly. It still resonates to today.
Yeah, you know what it is today? It's people fighting over big screen TVs and shit
and
like
Jordan's
that.
And
Jordans. Instead of a Coke bottle.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? This little motherfucker, you know, he saw that it was burning his village. We had to throw it off the edge of the earth. And the rest is history. That's a classic movie, man. Did they make a
I'm not watching. Yeah, they made The Guy Who Must Be Crazy Part 2. was even more hilarious because the village was like right next to the city. Like at the end of the movie, you find out that these people really ain't that far away from civilization. It's just showing that just because you're right here, you don't have to be connected the same way everybody else is. That's crazy, man. I never looked at it like that, period. That shit still resonates to this day.
Yeah, it was actually.
But it's a funny movie all the same time.
It was a comedy, but it was an actual yeah. message behind it.
They was trying to show us something way back then.
The funniest scene, though, is where that one kid takes it out of the other kid's hand and hits her in the head with it. She was hilarious. That's when his father said, no, this is enough, and he starts throwing it up in the air and almost hits him and shit.
Yeah. It was the devil. It had to be something wicked.
The motherfuckers, publicists and managers of Dirty OGs are probably listening to the show like, man, these motherfuckers are talking about the gods must be crazy.
Yeah, I'm going to hit
that. We'll talk about whatever the fuck we want because this is, you know, this ain't serious.
Oh, yeah.
Or XM or any of that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? This is,
right.
For now, it's freedom of speech, you know what I'm saying, until they regulate.
Right. I'm
going to
say right now we're giving them a look. We giving them a little piece of us, Prez, you know what I'm saying? And the Dirty OGs, man, like I said, man, we could. That's why I meant to say it. Like, hey, we need each of y'all on here as individual shows as well. You know what I'm saying? We need to add each one of those dudes as an archive. Like, Freddie's story need to be heard. He did, like, 13 years in the pen when he was at the top of the game. You know what I'm saying? Like, they stories need to be heard. A lot of people don't know who Chill is. Fucking Sun Rock.
Moon Rocks. I mean, I haven't fucked with the Moon Rocks yet, let alone the Sun Rocks. You know what I'm saying? But I'm sure we all have met and come across the junkies who have smoked rocks, who thought they were on the moon or the sun. Bloody motherfucker.
They sure ain't got no sun. I was about to say, they sure ain't got no sun rocks or no moon rocks here in St. Louis. They ain't nothing but crack rocks in this motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah. Most of think the sun rock is a little yellow dime rock. But, man, that's for you smokers and tweakers, you freaks.
Yeah,
they
sell good.
With the herb, though. Anybody listening, don't be doing that dumb shit. And especially don't be doing that synthetic, the new chemicals, the new age chemicals, bath salts,
right.
And all that fucking.
And you know what's crazy about the weed, what the fake weed is? Why would you smoke the fake weed that's going to make you act worse than if you smoke the regular one? Just smoke the regular weed.
Yeah. Get the
you know what I'm saying? Like,
well,
I don't
want
to smoke the weed because it's going to be in my system, but I'll smoke this and it'll kill me. Yeah, you smoke fucking spice and bath salts and shit.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck is wrong with motherfuckers, man?
Hey, my homie's little
German or something.
My brother's little, my homie's little brother smoked that shit, man, and he went into a seizure and shit, got all fucked up from
with the K2 shit?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, what the fuck is that shit, man? Is that the weed that used to be, like, in the back of the Murder Dog magazines where you could buy pounds of that shit? It's totally legal.
It's some type of synthetic chemical. I think it was supposed to be like incense to burn.
Or some shit.
Or smoking it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You're supposed to just burn it for incense.
Because it burned like weed and it looked like weed, so they're going to smoke it.
That's
like them beadies back in the day. Remember those beadies and shit, Perez? You ever smoked those? It was like the Indian cigarettes. Them fuckers was nasty, man. But we used to smoke the shit out of them because I thought we was cool if you do that shit. You know what I'm saying? We got BD. We smoking bees. You know what I'm saying? Like, but I think that's what that same shit is, but just more of it. They rolling blunts in it. Yeah, motherfuckers rolling blunts in that shit. K2, like, what the fuck? Why would you roll that when you get. We was just really getting some weed. I guess is the K2 cheaper than buying regular weed? Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, people work for a high, man. $7 or $8 or some shit. We don't got it no more up there. Like, it's illegal now and shit here. I don't know about
everyone. Good weed here costing your ass some money. Like, Trade Eden out in California where they just made it recreational now. It used to be medical, but now it's recreational. See, we don't got that shit here. So anytime you buy some good weed, you spending a decent penny to get it.
Yeah,
or you're going to have to buy, you're going to have to buy some damaged weed, and you're going to have to take extreme chances to get it. Like, you got to roll to the seediest neighborhoods just to get some weed because you know you need to get it. You might buy a bag and they'll rob you and let you keep your weed. Be like, we don't even want the weed, just give us your money. You can have a bag.
Oh, yeah.
Like, fuck that shit. Fuck that.
Yeah.
I ain't with it.
No, no, hell no. You know, we have enough chemicals in the food and the water. Why do we need it in our smoke? Shit, man, I guess, fellas, we're going to get the fuck out of here. We were talking about the homie Fresh Kid Ice. You know what I'm saying? Might as well have Fresh Kid Ice take us out of here. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody at Chinaman Records, everybody that called in this show tonight. We appreciate you. We're going to get the fuck out of here. We'll see you guys tomorrow with the homie Poppy. We're going to go in on these pedophiles of hip-hop and these guys that are supporting them. So tune in tomorrow, UGSForLife.com.
Shut the fuck up and get the fuck out of here, you stupid cocksucker.